This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We are in the midst of the 2012 Cambridge Science Festival. 10 days of public activities and seminars with titles ranging from Robots Gone Wild to Everything You Wanted to Know About Slide Rules, which in my case is actually probably a lot. But one reoccurring event that's been drawing healthy crowds is a workshop for parents and kids called Making Science Toys. And the instructor is here to give us a quick lesson. Christina Nicholson is a Belmont education consultant who designs enrichment programs for Boston area schools. Her students know her as Mrs. Nick. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so what kind of science toys are we talking about here?
Well, at the science festival, I will have three stations. One station will be designing a very simple stick rubber band catapult, desktop size. They look at the trajectory. Parents join in and can ask questions that they know are within the reach of the kids. Oh, so would a lower trajectory get it farther or a higher one? How are you going to do that?
Yes, parabolic flight for catapult ammunition, I presume.
Oh, I like that. Are you phrasing so well?
That's not just good for kids. I can see office workers dying to learn how to make a desktop catapult.
Oh, yes.
And what else do you make? You've actually brought some here.
Oh, yes, I brought some. These are originally called sound sandwiches. The ingredients are 2 wooden tongue depressors, 3/4 inch wide, 1 straw, which you cut into about 1.5 inch pieces, and you need a 64 staples rubber band, and you need a number 33 2 number 33 rubber bands as well.
So the 2 tongue depressors are banded together.
Yes.
And then you've
there is a 64 rubber band, or if you want to experiment, a thinner one.
Around one of the sticks. Okay. And then
it
you've got the straws.
And then you put the straws in each end for compression.
Okay.
And if there's a small space between them, it'll allow the rubber band to vibrate. And if there's a small space, will it vibrate, creating a higher pitch, lower pitch, louder, softer?
That's just 2 wooden tongue depressors and
rubber
bands.
That's all it
straw.
Is. However, your gray cells can create remarkable things. One kid said, I grabbed a bunch of Starbucks straws for you. Shall we try them? I said, absolutely. What do you know that's different? Oh, he said the diameter's wider and they're stiffer.
That's terrific. These are great. Well, you brought another one of your science toys that you say kids can make at home. I'm quite excited to see this one.
This is
a robot made out of a toothbrush?
Yes, this is a micro robot. If you go to YouTube, you will be inundated with toothbrush robots. The steps are first behead the toothbrush and play with the handle. Then put the handle away. Then you get a 3-volt motor from a cell phone. You get a 2032 lithium battery.
Mm-hmm.
You press it so that there is space between the spinning part of the motor and the neck of the toothbrush. Okay, go, baby.
So you've taped a cell phone vibrator motor to the back of a toothbrush head, and that's what's making the head shimmy around on its bristles in this little course you've set up, and it's mostly going around in circles.
But it will also...
And now it's traveling across our table here in the studio.
If you put a toothpick in the little hole at the end. Now, this is, again, discovered by the kids. Oh, there's a hole there. Let's put a toothpick in with some of your putty.
Isn't that a little dangerous?
No. It looks like a little sword. You put it in.
Can you joust with the robots, then?
And the darn thing goes straight. So you
it does go straight. And you can actually joust.
That's one of the ways to get it to go straight.
Well, Christina Nicholson runs an educational consultancy called Mrs. Nick's Academia. She's teaching the Making Science Toys workshop at this year's Cambridge Science Festival. You can catch it one more time this Sunday at Beaver Brook Reservation in Belmont. Details at radioboston.org. Mrs. Nick, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.